Welcome back to the majorly award-winning program. Everybody's proud of Tom, Chris. Nobody likes him. 6:39 on the show. I thought we would take a couple minutes to give back to the audience and answer some of their very important questions in what we like to call the listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, we've got some very important letters to answer today. Very, very important issues. Mark, age 30, writes to us and says, gentlemen, about once a week, my girlfriend and I have movie night. We just put on a movie and hang out at home.
This is good.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Without fail, she always suggests the same two movies. Bridesmaids or Mean Girls.
No, that's not in the spirit of movie night.
Every single time. He said, I don't understand it. She's seen both a million times. Why does she need to see them again? I think if I went along with her, she actually would watch them once a week, and I actually like those movies, but it's gotten ridiculous. Do all women like watching the same movie over and over?
Well, you know what? I don't mind watching the same movies over and over when I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, it has to be a while.
If a movie goes a couple of years, and even though I've seen it,
yes,
I can watch it and take something new away from the movie. Some, that's very enjoyable.
Some movies are rewatchable, some aren't.
Yes, Blazing Saddles, obviously a rewatchable classic. Young Frankenstein.
Mean Girls, not so much.
The Monty Python and the Holy Grail, etc. These are classic rewatchable movies.
So this man is now in the unenviable position of having to tell his woman that she's wrong. Let me know how that works for you.
They just wouldn't do it. Don't do it.
Say, yeah, no,
I'm going to go downstairs and work on the computer. I'm going to do anything else but watch Mean Girls again.
You don't love me.
Whatever.
You don't take into consideration my needs.
Because you know what she's going to say?
What?
I thought it was more about the time together than watching the movie. Don't you just want to snuggle? It's not about what we watch.
All right, so this is headed for a breakup.
Chick, have you ever seen the movie Bullet? Can we watch that?
This is headed for a breakup.
Yeah,
this does not end well.
This could be a problem. So, buddy, Chris is telling you to start
man
shopping
up
around.
And don't watch it.
Chris and Tom are both telling you to start shopping around for a new girlfriend. All right, Natalie, age 34, writes to us and says, gentlemen, my husband doesn't get into a lot of pop culture stuff, but he absolutely loved Breaking Bad. Now that it's over, he feels like there's a void in his life. Wow, really? I told him he needs to get into the Walking Dead program because I love that show, and all three seasons are on Netflix. He refuses. He says he doesn't want to get into a new show just to have it end all over again.
Oh, please.
Does my husband take his TV shows too seriously? You think?
Well, there's plenty.
I mean, really? We have to ask.
Plenty of classic TV that you can, if one show ends, and shows always end, you have to get into more than one. And
Natalie.
Come on.
How long was Breaking Bad? Was it an hour long or half hour?
It was an hour.
It was an hour.
Yeah.
Natalie, is there anything that you can think of that he would enjoy doing more for an hour than watching Breaking Bad? Anything at all come to mind?
Are you talking about Homeland or Boardwalk Empire? Or?
Maybe. Anything at all, Natalie? Anything come to mind at all?
No, nothing at all, sir.
That he would enjoy, that he would like to see more than Breaking Bad. Nothing comes to mind, does it, Natalie?
I suspect that Natalie doesn't think that way.
Natalie, I suggest you start thinking of that.
By the way, the husband doesn't see this correctly either because...
all good things come to an end.
The limited run series, like when HBO or Showtime says we're doing only 20 episodes and then this ends.
Right.
that's a better storytelling format than series that drag on for four, five, six seasons. And, and you watch it, you know, 5 years later and say, this isn't as good as it used to be. What the heck's going on
and
here?
A perfect example of that is The Simpsons. The Simpsons TV program was amazing when it first came out. Cutting edge, very funny, very creative, very witty. Now it has become dull. It's just it, but it's been on for what, 20 years? I mean, you can only do the same. You can only do the same shtick over and over again, and it just it loses its edge.
But when you say this series is going to run for a year, each episode has to move the ball forward, has to advance plot, has to leave you hanging for what's coming up next week. That's a better storytelling technique than than open-ended whatever.
Always leave them wanting more.
Yep.
Thank you very much, everybody. We're done for the rest of the day. Goodbye.
Great.
Have a great weekend.
We formulated two breakups. Fabulous.
All right. Yes. We're batting 0-2 now. All right. Last but not least, I don't know if this one's going to end well either. Jesse, 38 years old, writes to us and says, gentlemen, my wife and I got married last year, and I didn't realize that what's mine is yours was actually real. I came home from work the other day and found that my wife had sold my old PlayStation and all the games that went with it.
Oh, not cool either. This is not cool.
Nope. She didn't ask me first. She thinks that since I'm 38 years old, I'm too old to play video games.
Well, that may be true.
No, it's not.
No, but this is a disconnect. Yeah. Let's say that she really is legitimate, saying we don't need this stuff anymore. She considers it junk.
Uh-huh.
To consider something that's important to me junk to you, that's not cool.
Well, we're setting up for a rummage sale at home, and I've got I grab stuff. I said, we're gonna sell this too. My wife goes, no, we're not.
What is it? Her old Anne Rice books?
No, but it's like old furniture, and it's I'm gonna refinish that someday. Yeah, whatever.
How long has it been sitting in the garage?
That's right.
So either she is doing this because she wants to deny her husband things that he likes.
Yeah.
I don't want him playing video games anymore, so I'm selling it.
Grow up!
That's passive-aggressive, which is really bad.
Oh, and that's hard to deal with.
Or
you can't,
she's just so not in tune with him that she doesn't realize that, hey, I like my stuff over here, and she thinks it's useless.
Jesse, you got to explain to your wife that being 38 years old has nothing to do with playing video games. I'm 47. And I have Medal of Honor, I have
Black
Ops.
Yeah, but you just
Ops.
Like to shoot and blow stuff up, you know. So.
Yeah.
Okay, but turn this around. What if a guy says, well, I found all these old scrapbooks in the basement. This is just junk. We don't need any of this. So I just threw them out. You know, I was cleaning out. I'm going to put a garage, an office down there or whatever.
The neighbors would see a mushroom cloud coming out of that house.
Right.
So basically what we've just said to all three of these individuals that wrote to us.
You're all hopeless.
Please. Relationships are
once
done.
Once again, people taking dating advice from us.
Okay, well, this time I might say that maybe this time they should seek a second opinion of a professional. Maybe. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Women in Space!
10-4 Houston, we are preparing for re-entry.
Roger that. Endeavor protocol calls for the front shield deflection lever to be inserted and pulled left.
Roger that, Houston. I put it right... Now, I left it right here on the console. Barbara, did you move the shield deflection lever?
What, that black rod thingy?
Yes, the metal bar that will save our lives.
I threw it out. I thought it clashed with the blinking orange and green buttons.
You do know we need that to live, Barbara.
Well, it was just sitting there for 3 weeks. I figured if you weren't going to use it, it was garbage.
That's because it's used one time only. And that time is right now.
Well, how was I supposed to know? You leave papers and metal everywhere.
Oh my God, Houston, we have a bit of a situation.
Women in Space!
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.